The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producers and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. And today, I have two guests on my show today. They are from Mocha, and they're from, so let's welcome Jamie Curtis and Jakari Sanders from Mocha to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
Doing okay. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm very excited to have you guys here on my show. How does it feel to be on my show?
I think we're excited to be here. It's a pretty new experience for both of us. And those are always teachable moments and great things to have.
Yeah, they're great things. And so I think it's your guys' first time on a podcast.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, thank you very much. You guys excited?
I am. Yeah.
All right. All right. So, Jamie, I have a few questions for you.
All right.
So tell us what is the meaning of Mocha, and how did you get involved with Mocha?
Well, Mocha, M-O-K-A, stands for Muskegon, Ottawa, Kent, and Allegan, and those are all the counties that we serve. Mocha is a nonprofit organization that creates opportunities for independence and acceptance in our community by supporting children and adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities in making choices, building relationships, developing skills, and enhancing reputations and contributing to our society. To our community. Right. And I got involved. I've been working with Mocha for a little over a year now. I started in March of 2020 as a job developer. COVID slowed that down a little bit, but we got rolling a few months after that, and I got to start meeting all these great people, with Jakari included, and help them develop opportunities for employment.
Awesome.
Ask her if she can move a little closer to Jakari.
Could you move a little closer to Jakari, please?
Thank you.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
All right, Jamie, and this next question is coming at you.
All right.
Oops. Whoa, here we go. So what is Mocha, and how are you connected to Mocha?
You want me to answer that question again?
Oh, I told you about, tell us, what the meaning of Mocha is and how you got involved in that. I think I told you that one already.
Okay, sorry, I guess I misunderstood.
It's all right.
Mocha is a nonprofit that promotes inclusion in our community for children and adults. And my connection with Mocha and how I got involved was I worked for several other nonprofits within our community, working with people with disabilities of all different types. And this was kind of a natural evolution to my career to come to Mocha and be a job developer.
Oh, all right. So when did you and Jakari first meet?
Jakari and I first met, I believe it was last year, around July. He was employed with another employer at the time. So when I picked up, when Jakari and I first started our relationship, he was employed as a busser at a local restaurant. And then we met with follow-up for that employment. I went and visited him, and then Jakari decided to explore some other opportunities. So we started over with job development and started looking for employment for Jakari.
So you guys found it, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Jakari is successfully employed today with a company called Shirtle Sales and Tech.
Oh, all right. So what was it again?
Shirtle Sales and Technology.
Oh, Shirtle Sales and Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Does he like it there?
Yep.
All righty, Jamie. Well, this next question is coming right at you.
Okay. So
how did you and Jakari work out, work out your goals?
Well, we start with getting to know each other. That's really important. You can't have a relationship with somebody and help them job develop if you don't know what type of employment they have, what the transportation looks like, and what hours they are available. So we do a little bit of discovery and get to know each other, and then we work on building a resume, and then we work on a job search and use connections one or both of us may have, and work with local companies and what they may have open for employment, and go from there.
All right. So how many companies? So that makes like one or two companies, I would say, or three?
For Jakari's job search?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We applied at several different places, didn't we? Yeah. We did maybe a biweekly job search, and we would use search engines or job boards online to look for jobs virtually together because COVID, kind of
slowed it down. On
in-person meetings, so we did a lot of that over the phone or Zoom meetings. And then we found Shirtle was actually connected to Mocha before for some other reasons. So they contacted us and said they had openings. And since Jakari wasn't employed at the time, Jakari decided to apply there and interviewed and took a tour and was hired.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Jakari, this first question is for you.
Yeah.
How important was it for you to have a CLS worker in order to be successful?
It was important for me to have a CLS worker. It was more easy for me to get a job through them, and understanding that having a job was more important than going to the movies. And so, that helped me in the long term, with my goals and things of that nature. I have goals that I'm still working on, so even though now that I'm employed, which is a good thing, that helps me, it helps much more, so,
Right, so tell me, what are the goals you're still working on?
The goals I'm still working on is like driver's training, things of that nature. Also, when I go to work, I'm also working on writing stuff down in the books, things of that nature. So those are pretty much the two I'm working on. And most important, the third one is focusing.
Focusing on job?
But the other stuff I have to write down in a book, so I have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, I mean, because getting a job, I mean, If you don't have a job, how are you gonna make money in life if you don't have a job?
It's important. Yeah, it's important.
Yeah. Yeah, because you want to have a job so you can make money, and if you do that, you can buy yourself a car, or you could buy yourself groceries, and you can also get some clothes, and even a house too.
Yes, right. The job is one of the first steps towards getting your independence as an adult. And I think it brings a lot to my life having a job, especially this job, because it's so rewarding.
Right.
So I think the same could be said for you, Jakari, your job has been rewarding is a great step towards your independence.
Right.
Yep, because you got to have independence.
Absolutely. And then the driver's license is a goal for another step for independence, right?
All right, Jakari, and here comes another question coming at you.
Okay.
Tell us about the job that you got through Mocha. What do you do, and how do you like it?
That's a pretty good job. It's very... quite understanding. It's easy to do. It's not a dirty job. You can just have to be on time. you don't really do a lot. You just, you know, just do your job, run parts through the machine, package them up, you know, things of that nature. You label them. You have to get a certain amount of parts in the box. And so, you know, you stack them on a skid, things of that nature. It's a really good job. It's clean. It's not nothing that's hard, or, you know, it's not a dirty job or anything. So yeah, that's what's important. You know, me getting to work on time, things of that nature.
Yeah. So like putting parts in the bag and then sealing the bags up too.
Yep.
You know what?
We ship them off to they're pretty much like car parts. They're like little springs. And they have to be a certain amount in the box, and you have to weigh them on the scale. So.
Oh, okay. Because now when you mentioned that reminded me of a job that I did back at KVO, and we did staling. We all had to do that. We had to put different parts, like of washers and screws in the bags, and put them in the box. And whenever they would weigh the bag, the parts, like the bags and the scale, on the scale.
Right.
And we got paid every 2 weeks.
Right.
So it's kind of like that, correct?
Yeah, I just got a raise, so.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, yeah. They raised it to 13, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jakari, his workstation is pretty neat. The machine he uses takes a picture of the spring when he runs it through the machine, and it tells him whether it's good or bad, and it sorts it for him, and then it plunks the good ones into the box. And then once the box has the appropriate amount of pieces for that particular part, he's responsible for sealing the box and getting the label on it and stacking it in a certain way on top of a skid with all of the other boxes. His job takes quite a bit of attention to detail. I know he said it's easy. He's a smart dude, so it came easy to him. And he just had his review, his 6-month review, and his supervisor passed along that he's doing very well.
Right.
And Jakari mentioned he has to focus on his documentation, and that's one of his goals right now, is to do his documentation at work after his shift completely independently. And I think you're probably pretty much there at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
So he's doing great in his job.
Hey, it sounds like it. Keep it up, Jakari, and you'll get there, and you'll work your way to the top.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You keep doing good too. Keep at it too, okay?
Hey, thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, Jakari, here comes another question towards you.
Okay. Yep.
What goals do you and Jamie have going forward into the next 1 to 2 years?
I would say it's pretty much the same goals, not nothing different, I should say. It's pretty much always the same goals, because I'm still working on the same 2 goals, pretty much. So I don't know if there's any other goals, but those are just pretty much the 2 main ones. That's pretty much it. Just me getting the license and being more independent when I get my license, things of that nature. And me focusing more on writing stuff down in the books, things of that nature. So I don't really see anything else. So.
Oh. So how many stuff are you writing down in the books?
There's something that's called a run count. You have a pass count, and you have inner hook, outer hook. You have a lot of different things that has to be wrote down. Because it's important.
Important, like?
It's a way to keep track of Jakari's production goals.
Oh.
And how many parts he's ran through the day, and how many parts were rejected, and how many parts had to be re-ran. So it's important Jakari document this information.
All right, yeah, because you got to keep the documents.
Right. The parts you get out to a customer, they have to be. The machine inspects the parts, and you have to write them down, pretty much.
Yep, because when you write them down, so when you write them down, you just get. Does somebody read them, or?
No, I read it myself off a computer screen, and once I read off a computer screen, I have to write it at the same time. So.
So is that your favorite job that you got, or is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. There's nothing really hard about it. You just have to make sure that at the end of the day, you actually write it down because you don't want to forget it.
Yeah, you don't, because if you forget it, what good is that going to do? I mean, it probably wouldn't do good.
Right.
It's important for the record keeping.
Yeah, it's important for the record keeping. The parts we get out for the customer is important, so we can't waste any time, you know.
Yeah, because once you're at your job, you know, when you're doing your job, don't screw around. You just got to do, what you got to do to keep working.
It sounds like you
love that job that you're doing.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Yeah, and sounds like you love that job too.
Yep. I'm very dependable person.
Oh, what was that?
I'm a very dependable person, so I'm a good worker.
Hey. Very good. Hey, you know what? I'm a good worker too. But
we can tell.
Right.
We were watching some of your previous podcasts while we were waiting for Mindy's call today, so we got a good sense of your interviewing skills, and we were pretty impressed.
Do you like the show?
Yes. Absolutely. We watched you were interviewing some school children. That was pretty neat. And you interviewed Mindy, which was pretty neat.
Yeah, I did.
So we checked. We took a moment while we were waiting to check out your skills, and we liked it.
Hey, thank you very much. That's so sweet of you to say that. That puts a smile on my face when I hear that.
Good.
Keep doing a good job.
Hey, thank you very much, Jakari. Same to you too.
The most important, keep the ratings up. You know, keep the ratings up.
You know what? The better I do, the more ratings are gonna go.
Yeah.
The higher they go.
But the more awareness.
The more awareness.
Yeah.
But if you don't do good, the ratings are probably gonna plummet, I would say.
Right.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
No, I'm not worried about that at all. All right, and my question for Jamie, back to you. All right, let me see. Here we go, Ron, next question. How can people get involved with Mocha? Then how can they get a hold of you if they want to get involved with Mocha?
Well, if there's anybody interested in Mocha services, you can go to our website, which is www.mocha.org, and you can fill out the contact us form, or you can give us a call at 800-644-2434. You can also email us at info@mocha.org.
All right, so they do that. They will be hooked up with a client, but first they got to go through everything first too, correct?
Correct. Once you contact us, we can give you more information on how you, obtain a referral to, receive our services.
Alrighty. And my last question for you guys, before we end the show, what do you guys do to relax when you're not working?
I just pretty much go home. I come home every day. I put my pajamas on. I get in my pajamas. I'm not the type of person who hangs out, so I just come home, play video games. I'm a real big game head, so I like video games.
Oh yeah, what kind of video games do you like?
I play a lot of stealth mission games. Yeah, I play a lot of stealth games. Call of Duty, Black Ops, things of that nature.
Yep. I don't play video games that much anymore as I used to, but I mean I'd love to go outside when it's nice out.
Right.
But
yeah, yep. So I mean I don't really do too much, you know. Every once in a blue moon I go out and rake the yard, cut the grass, clean, you know, vacuum out the car, things of that nature, take out the trash, straighten up my room, you know, clean up, you know, fold some laundry, things of that nature, but
all right. How about you, Jamie?
This time of year, I'm not too far from Jakari. I like to go home and relax, but as it gets warmer, I love to garden, I love to do yard work, I love to kayak. Live music is a favorite. There's not so much of that going around these days, though. So this summer will be lots of kayaking, and I started training my 90-pound black lab to ride on my kayak last year, so we're going to continue that training.
Well, please do. And but you know what? Live music will return again.
Yes, it's coming back slowly. We have a few outdoor concerts here in Muskegon scheduled for the summer already, so I look forward to those.
All right, well, hey, it'll sound like fun for you since you love live music.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All righty. Well, thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to be on my show today and have me interview you guys on my show. Did you guys enjoy
it? It's nice to meet you.
Hey, it was nice to meet you guys too, and I hope to have you guys back on the show again in the future.
Okay. Absolutely, anytime. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, you make sure you enjoy your day too now.
Hey, thank you very much, you guys. I certainly will.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Yay, you're welcome. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. And before I close the episode, before I close the show out, this is Joe's joke of the day. What's worse than an insult from a leprechaun? Getting burned by a dragon.
I think that's a bona fide dad joke.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, well. It's great.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Are we hanging up this phone call now?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Don't hang up just yet.
Awesome. We will not.
All righty. Well, that concludes today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share and like, subscribe, and comment down below. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page. And you can find my show on Spotify and Stitcher, and that's supported by WKTV. And you can also find my show on Anchor.fm, and you can find my show on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. My show airs on WKTV channels 25 and AT&T 99. So my show is on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and my show airs on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. Excuse me. I will see you all next week, Monday. So please take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, hasta la vista, adios, and peace.